Today's daf is daf Aleph of Sanhedrin, and as I mentioned to Dov for the shir, that I made a mistake. I thought it was meant to be Sanhedrin next, but we'll do Sanhedrin anyway because. But according to the schedule, it's meant to be. I think let me double check. It's meant to be Shavuot, Makot, then Sanhedrin. But so we'll learn Sanhedrin, and then we'll do Shavuot after that. Okay, let's continue. Now it says Dina Mamonot B'Shloshah. When it comes to Dina Mamonot, this is monetary law. Okay, well that requires three Dayanim. Gzeilot v'chavalot also requires three dayanim. Now you might think gzeilot v'chavalot is thefts and damages. That's also monetary law. So that's why dinei mamonot b'shlosha, the Korban Eder points this out. Thank God we have the Korban Eder back for this sugya. He says that it's referring to a actually halva loans. That is to loans. Now why do I have to say it separately? It seems to be the way he explains it here. But we'll see how the Gemara develops as we get into the Gemara later on. Is that even though it seems to be that we need three Dayanan Mumchim, it's quite clear that you need that for both Gzeilot Chavalot and it sounds like also for Halvaot. So I'll just read it inside. He says, it's Shalosh Hediotot. When it comes to Dinei Mamonot, all you need is, it's meaning loans, you just three regular people. You don't need experts to manage those matters. And there's after Gimel Pamim Elokim Logosi later on, it's one of the ways to learn that Diktiv Beshomrim. Despite the fact that it's Elohim, which means judge, or I should say Elohim here, because it means judge, Elohim meaning God, meaning Elohim, it says that three times. That's where we learn that you need Dayanim Mumchim. And that's mentioned by the Parashia of Shomrim. Okay, so disputes regarding things in my car, in person's custody, but there's a response. Do you have it? That's really kind of related to Gzeilot. Nonetheless, Eruv Parashiot Katuv Kan, this. The parashah of the Mamonot sort of mixed together is a question whether Erev parashah actually applies here. But the understanding is, I feel lucky. In other words, even if you want to say, his point is, even if you want to say midoraisa, we learn that even for halvaot, for loans, you need mumchim. Nonetheless, I feel lucky. Lo itzru chachamim. The chachamim were leaning on that requirement to say it can even done with regular hediyotot. Kadesh because it's very well understood in times of Chazal, and you notice this nowadays as well, is that. The economies really function through loans, right? And you want to also give people opportunities through loans. Loans are very important to people that don't have money to start businesses and work. So we don't want to have deterrence to against people having loans. So therefore, they want to make the capacity of having loans as readily available. That's what it sounds like. Because the issue is shemi yichpor alov, because the concern is a malva might think that, well, if I have to rely on going to the proper beis din to manage this dispute, maybe the lover will deny it, and I won't be able to claim my money back because I won't be able to find mumchim, and I have to travel to another town to find other dayanim. So that's why they were more lenient to say, okay, we'll make it these dayanim readily available to manage these disputes when it comes to loans. Okay. I think someone told me years ago the issue with the global financial crisis, and the big one that happened a long time ago, is that the crisis happened because there was money in the economy, but people weren't lending to each other. There was this concern, there was this fear, and all these other things associated with it, which, I mean, I'm not talking about the actual financial mechanics actually behind it that triggered it, but the consequence of it is that's what created this sort of the pull in the economy because people were too nervous with their money and people weren't lending. Okay, and it was less fluid, less readily available. Okay, let's continue. Because of the whole lending system falling apart, but I'll leave it at it. That's beyond my skill set. Okay, let's continue. The Gemara says, also nezek, which is damage, chatzi nezek, which is half damages, tashlumi kefil, that's when you have to, it's in the case of someone who's a ganav, someone who steals, and it's paid double, tashlumi arba chamisha, we've learned that in a lot of detail recently. That is where if he steals an animal and then shechts or sells it on, then he has to pay four or five times, depending on the animal. Ha'ones, in the case of rape and mefate and seduction, there are fines associated with that, so there's a monetary component as well. And a motzi shemra, that's where someone marries a woman and he says, Lo matzat bitcha lebetulim. I didn't find that your daughter is really a betula, like a virgin, like it was under the impression it was. The assumption is he's saying that she was in touch. She during the engagement period, she was with somebody else. So in that situation, if he's found to be lying, then there's a significant fine he has to pay. Mea kesef. It says mea kesef, exactly. However, Chachamim, that's the minimum Rabbi Meir in the last case. Chachamim says, no, you've got to be careful, Mitzvah Shemra, because if he's telling the truth, then it's a capital offense. So therefore, Nefeshot. Therefore, since this can evolve and become a capital case, if this chassan is telling the truth that his wife had an affair during the betrothal period, because again, just remember, if we go back a bit, in times of the Mishnayot, the Kiddushin and Nisuin were separate. Now we do all in one go. What we call engagement is nowadays is not engagement. We're talking, meaning halachically, it's shiduchim, I think, that would call it. But in times of Mishnah, the Haret Mekudeshet Li, the ring under the chuppah, which you do nowadays, or just the ring, I should say, handing over the ring, that was done ahead of time. And in that, once that occurs, all that, she's an Arusa, and if she has an affair during that time, she's effectively Eshed Ish to the extent that she'd be chayav a capital punishment. Even more severe, actually, being an Arusa. So he says, since it could evolve to that situation, that if this guy's telling the truth, then we need a Beit Din of 23 just in case. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Mishnah Gemara says, "Dina mamam b'shlosha manan tani la." Where do we learn this from? The concept of having three dayanim. So, if you want to say, "You ele l'chok mishpat," if you want to say that you can learn it, derive it from like all types of dinim coming together, hayti omer that I would think, "Chad dinim mamam, chad dinim nefashot," should be the combined change of the gears here, b'srim v'shalosh. Meaning, if we're tying dinei financial, if your derivation of how many judges we need is taken from dinei nefashot, capital cases, of which we have a drasha to just 23, then, well, then you think the dinei mamon, you'd also need 23. So it can't be there. So therefore, the Gemara says, minayin dinei mamonot shem shlosha. And then it says quite clearly, like we've already alluded to in the Korban Eda, because the term Elohim, meaning judges, is used three times in this parashiyot of Shomrim. It says, V'nikra bala el ha-Elohim, that's riba ba dayan echad, that's one set of, that's one dayan. And ad Elohim, that's the pasuk later, actually. Ad Elohim, the pasuk is, al kol devar pesha, shor, al chamor, al se, al salma, al kol aveda she yomar, ki hu ze, that's mine if you like, Ad Elohim, you've got to bring to the judges, Yavod, Devar Shneim. And then it adds also, Asher Yarshiyun Elohim, that which the judges find guilty, Yeshalem, yes, pay Shneim, because he effectively stole it. That's where he's saying, this is where the individual says, give me back that which belongs to me. And he says, oh, it was, if you recall, he was stolen. Well, he really stole it, and he has to pay double. Okay? That was that case. So he says Elohim three times, in understanding each of them is a rubric for set of judges. That's Divrei Rav Hoshaya. However, Rabbi Yochanan says, no. You can't learn from the first instance. Harishon, it says, Ama Harishon Tchila Ne'emar Ve'indoshem Tchilot. Why can't you learn from the first instance? Because the first instance is telling you need to involve judges. So that itself is required to teach the din of basically having a Beit Din in these cases. So all you have is really two superfluous mentions of the word Elohim, and therefore the Gemara says, see, that's a different drash. So the Ela Ad Elohim is Echare Echad, Asher Yeshi Elohim is Ad Elohim is two, and one, so all you've really got two. However, Ein Beit Din Shakul, you can't have a balanced or even Beit Din. Therefore, the fact that you get to three is based on that principle. Simon Od Echad Harei Shlosha. That's how you get to three. Yeah, fair. However, Rebbe says, listen, the Shnayim HaKatu Medober, the Pasuk Asher Yarshi Un Elohim itself implies two. How so? Asher Yarshi Un Elohim Shnayim. And that is, so the reason how so is because the term Yarshi'un as that which they find guilty. Yarshi'un is they're making somebody else guilty. So that's a plural term. So Yarshi'un, therefore, is two on its own. And just based on that Shem, you can already learn three. Because once you've got two, Ein Beit Din Shakul, you can't have a Beit Din, you get to three. Yafeh. I jumped a bit, I went a bit ahead of myself, but let's look at the Gemara again. So Rebbe Omer B'Shnayim HaKatma Deber. So I thought B'Shnayim HaEin Echad. Is it really referring it to two or is it referring to one? Yarshi an Elokim. If it said Yarshi an, meaning like a term that's used for the singular, that which the judge finds guilty, then it would be one. Asher Yarshi an Elokim. However, it says Asher Yarshi Elokim, and that's why you get to two. And Ein Beit Din Shakul, you can have a Beit Din, and therefore Masim you get to three. Yeah, fair.
Now,
So Rabbi.
the word Elohim is not a plural word.
Good question. I don't know. It sounds like not necessarily. We don't assume it is for Hashem either, when in that association, because that understanding is a source of all powers type of thing. Well, this according to the Gemara, it's not. It's a good question, but I don't think so. I don't know. It might be like a term like fish. Could be single or plural. Okay, but I'm not sure. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Abaye, Ukareb dine mamonot b'chamesh v'shigmor b'gimel. Now v'shigmor b'gimel, it's chaf gimel here, but it should be gimel. So to explain, he's saying, well, you've learned three from one pasuk. You can say in doshim tchilot for the first pasuk. What about the second pasuk? The second pasuk, you haven't done anything with it. You've learned from the, well, I shouldn't say, it's only really two psukim, but I'm saying the first instance, let's call it Elohim, that's, you need it, Ein Doshem Tchilot, yafeh. You learned it from the last instance, Shoshi Elohim. What about the middle instance of Ki Hu Zeh, I mean, Ad Elohim Yavo. So Ad Elohim Yavo. So I've got to break the habit of saying with a K, it's really Elohim Yavo. So, and that seems to suggest that it's a ribui to add another two. Okay, so if one Yarshiyu and Elohim is two, this other year is ribui doing another ribui of the same quantity, so therefore you get to four. So therefore, it sounds like more. I'll show you here. Rabbi, Yedina ad kadeshig more had din b'chamesh. It's probably the other way around, meaning da afilu nigmar de'sov de'sov krabiyori. Here's how interesting the chilot. Mikomakam ad Elohim is ad Elohim. Sorry, is mutar. But Kochim, it must be adding another two. But ain't bein dechakul, therefore you get to four. So the idea is that you will ultimately close with three. Meaning, shigmor b'shlosha means I have to, in other words, in order to find that, you know, you have five, so that the majority that closes it will be three. That's the understanding, very simply. Okay? However, you'll see in this next piece is a bit more eshkach tani reb chizkiah that holds something a little bit more than that. And this is what I want to show in the Shara Kolban. I'll get to that in a moment. He says, Tani Reb Chizkiah, Hu il va'amar Torah harog al pi matin, then harog al pi shnayim adin, ma edim shnayim af matim shnayim. So just as when we, in Dine Mamonot, to find, sorry, Dine Nefashot, to find someone guilty, we know you can't have a majority of one, you didn't have a majority of two to determine. So too here, in our situation, you can also, that he's, that which you can learn from Din Nefashot is you have to have a majority of two in order to find someone guilty, in even in Dinei Mamonot. And however, Ein Bein Din Shakul, so that was really three against one, but you can't have a Bein Din Shakul, so therefore that's why you get to five. Okay, so I'll read you now. This is what I want to show in the Shaira Korban. He says, "Zefakasha habedin Mamonot Airi." We're talking about Mamonot. Well, who's the Harug we're talking about? Who's getting killed here? He says, no, but efshar da'achya, kivan de'b'nei v'shor be'ina. Just like in Dinei Nefashot, you need shnei mitarim. You need a majority of two. Matim l'chov, to find someone guilty. Yeshan l'kish, you got a hekesh now, you connect it to af dinei mamonot as well, l'dinei nefashot. You can collect the two. K'dechazina de'hekesh ha'katov le'inyan edim. So we see that they are connected with respect to the concept of with edim as well. Al pi shnei medin, right? The kivan de'b'inan shnayim matim. Because you need then a majority of two, we're trying to say in Dine Mamonot, Mimele tzrichin arba, therefore you need four. So you can have three chayvim and one mesaker. Because if it's just three, you can only have two against one, you're a majority of one. So you need at least to add one more to get over the threshold of two majority. Vein bein tzachakul, you can have an even bein, then we'll see one od echad. Which is interesting, because therefore you need five, which seems to suggest then, according to his understanding, is you would always need a majority of two, even in Dine Mamonot. Which is, that's how we're learning. Okay, fine. Then the Gemara says, Lohen gzelot hein chavalot. So this piece here, just to explain it, the Ritbaz explains that this is basically the question of the Gemara in the beginning, that the Gemara in the Bavli asks. What's dine mamonot b'shlosha? Then if not gzelot v'chavalot, which is the next few words of the Mishnah, gzelot v'chavalot is also shlosha. So that's why, if you remember, we said that, oh, Dine Mamonot refers to Hodot v'Halvaot, okay, which is loan disputes, let's call it that. I'll just show you here. Here. Kikushi Bavli atu gzel v'chavlo Dine Mamonot, sachinami hachi kashi Dine Mamonot is not gzel v'chavlo, lame pagdino chartarti, why are we splitting out the two? And he says, umashni kitertzu de Bavli de tartik tani Dine Mamonot baye shlosha u'gzel v'chavik baye mumchim. That they both need three. However, the difference, the reason why they stated differently, is for dine gzeilot v'chavalot you need mumchin, whereas by regular dine mamonot, for example, loans, all you don't need mumchin, you don't need expert judges. Yafeh. So the Gemara now says, However, Eshkach Tani Reb Shimon ben Yochai, the Eile Mishtim Asim Lefnehem. And simply that's all brighter. It says, Eile Mishtim Asim Lefnehem, Ata Meimar Lecha Kepshuta Dekraya. It's trying to teach you that this is Kepshuta Dekraya. You learn the Pasuk as it is without any extra perushim. So I explain what that means. According to the Ritba's way we explained in the beginning, it means you don't have a Eruv Parashiyot. So if you remember the way we started the whole Masechta, we said, oh, really, Halvaot, as well, you would need three mumchim because we'll call this called the Eruv Parshiyot. All the Parshiyot are connected together, and therefore mumchim for one, mumchim for the other. But we're just makil by dine by din dine halva'ot mishum. You don't want to have a deterrence from loins. Lotel here, the way Ribaz explains it, elam mishum is kepshuto. Rotzon amar, he says, ain Eruv Parshiyot. Ela kepshuto, meaning ubegzero ba'ina mumchim or demad lo ba'ina mumchim. You read the parashat as they are without this complexity of Eruv Parashiyon, and therefore, really, min haTorah, you don't need mumchim. That's how the Gemara is explained. So it seems to me the Yerushalmi is saying, is even though he says above the rejects his position, it sounds like Yerushalmi seems to maintain that's what he's saying. Just for your benefit, though, the Korban HaEda, which we, Masechta like this, we generally follow, he says, Kepshuto means, I'll show it, read it inside, Ve'en mishum le'bala l'mech she'en ha'dayin tzrich sh'yada kol ha'dayin min'shrim mikra al-borio, meaning, it seems to be, according to Korban HaEda, this sugya, which we're going to consider the continuation of in the moment, all the way to the two dots, is teaching this pasuk is trying to talk about the standard of dayan that you need, or the requirements of a dayan in terms of his knowledge. Does he need to know all the intricacies, or is it enough to know the din kepshuta lemikra, which is kind of similar to mumchim, not mumchim, but I don't think it's necessarily the same.
So you mean a Dayan who is a Hedyot or a Dayan who is
That's
a
what I
Mumchim?
wasn't sure. Because if I say what's referring to all you need is a Dayan Hedyot, that seems to suggest it's saying exactly the same as the Ritba's. You don't have Eruv Parshiyot and Hedyot. But it might not necessarily be the one and the same. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm just not necessarily committing that saying that exactly the same thing. Okay, to the level of what his understanding has to be, it sounds to me, it says Pushuta Kraya. But as I said, it's probably easier to understand something like the wind does.
But
Sorry?
Hedyot does not mean.
You're right. Well, Hediot, when it means have to understand what's at least, you'll see what level of understanding that has at least first have to have. Right? It seems to be Pushuta to Kraya, if you want to understand it like you suggested, that's exactly what they're saying. But you have to understand, like, the basics of Jewish law, it sounds like. Could be, right? Now, so the Atik Reb Yossi Bar Chalafta. Reb Yossi Bar Chalafta, Atun Trey Bar Nash. Two people came in front of him. Come here. Amri Almanachi Deduno Din Torah. We want you to judge Din Torah. Okay? Amalem Ein Ani Yod Din Torah, Ela Hayodeh Machshavot Yifra Mota Anashim. Meaning, I don't know the Dine Torah. In his humility, presumably he's saying this, to the level of Mamash, I can give you exact Din Torah. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish those who decide to dafka not do according to Torah. Okay, meaning he's going to attempt to his best of his ability to din Torah. That's the best he can do. Okay, I'll show you here. Hayodeh machshavot. He says, Hayodeh kolomah kadosh baruch hu matan adim sheposkin inyan. This is a korban eda b'mitkaveh neged din haTorah. So he's saying, Hakadosh Baruch Hu punishes the people who go against din Torah. I'm going to try my best. And it says, Hilkach kibul ma sheani, therefore, accept, at least as long as you accept me as your danim, it's fine. Shmamina, therefore, you see from here, according to the Korban Eda, he doesn't have to know all the various, all the dinim, all the intricacies, it sounds like. And it'd be sufficient as long as the makablim to be a dayan. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Akiva kadabav bar nash azul bay maiden kamei. Have amar lahu. When people used to come before Din Torah, if you like, in front of Rabbi Akiva, he would say, understand who you stand in front of, meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lifnei Hashem, you're standing before Hashem, be careful what you say. It doesn't say in the Torah, lifnei Akiva ben Yosef. Okay, next. Tani, kodem la'arbim shana, ad shelo charav habayit, natlu dinei nafashot. That prior to the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, already 40 years before, they ceased the Dinei Nefashot, meaning judging capital cases. They weren't able to do so anymore. Or B'mei Shimon Metshetach, there's different geresas here. Korban changes it to Shimon Yochai, sorry. Natlu, they stopped during Dine Mamonot. Amar Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Barich Rachmana, Blessed Hashem, Delainan Chakim Meidon, that we don't have the capacity to judge Dine Mamonot. Anyway, we don't have the understanding and intellect. This is Rabbi Shimon Yochai talking about. Now, show this interesting piece in the Korban, in the Sharei Korban. He says, Ach Kasha. We saw up above. Here's the teshit that says you don't have to be. Just pshutu shokraya. All you have to do is that's called the basic Torah law, and that's as long as the Eidim Mekabel, that should be sufficient. You just have to know every single intricate detail of every single law, it sounds like. However, efshar the mikomakam kevan nitbatlu haSanhedrin, since the Sanhedrin at that time had ceased, the efshar lano din al shapir, it seemed to be that they were hamstrung, if you like. They're more in a bad position. Amma, that's why he says Baruch Rachmana, because even if we don't have to know the intricacies, it sounds like he would have at least wanted to have some sort of backups. Look at go to the Sanhedrin, some sort of a support network to try and work out what the din is. But even with that, he says Baruch Rachmana, like thank God we don't that they've taken our ability away to adjudicate or over monetary law. Okay, Gemara says, if two people could sit and judge, the judgment judgment, because they didn't, they went against a takana chachamim, but doing three dayanim. Okay. Rav Yochanan v'Reish Lakish train amrin afilu shnayim. If you've got two people down dinam, two people that sat as dayanim on their own, ain't dinam, it's not a din. Now it continues. Taman Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah there in this Bechorah, I believe. It says haya, meaning this is a yachid. Let's say he was judged, one person did, and he acquitted the guilty party, or who's mechayev, he was mechayev the innocent party, if you like. Timel atahori resulted in his judgment making something was tahor tame, or tiar tame, or something was tame, he ruled as being tahor, and there are consequences of that. Masha asar, whatever he did, vishalemi beitol. Whatever he did, it's the judgment sticks. However, the negative consequences of financial loss as a result, he's responsible to pay for. So you must understand why. How does this work? If it's why do you say it's not a din? And if it is a din, why do you have to pay? That's what the Gemara is going to be questioning. So it says, Rabbi Bar says, B'shem Rabbi Avaul, B'sha Amru, this is the cases where they told him, Arei ad mekaba leinu ke shlosha. Got shnayim here because shla. We accept you like a beit din of three. That's why I was able to even start judging. Okay. So Gemara says, Ma'an and Kang, what are you talking about? Im b'sha ta'a, bit of a girsas chain, v'danam din Torah, if he mamash went din Torah, however, meaning he was to'er b'din Torah, something that's explicit, obvious in the Torah. It's referred to as a to'er b'davar Mishnah. How we draw the boundaries of the to'er b'davar Mishnah or not, that's going to be learning much later on in the Masechta. But something that's, if it's a, let's call it a basic thing, he makes a mistake, he's responsible for the din's not even a din. It says, b'da mash asa asui. And if it's ta'a b'shikul dat, if it's dependent on something that the halachic psak, machloket saying the Tanaim, is not clear, and he went on shikul dat had a paskin, then why should he pay? But da yishalem beito. So we're trying to understand if they accept him as being a dayan, to dan yichidi, and he made a mistake. It says a din's a din, but he has to pay. Now, what type of mistake it is? If it's a mistake that is culpable for paying for, then that would invalidate the din. Then it's validated it altogether. And if it's something b'shikul da'at that he can't be held accountable for, and the din will still hold, then why did he have to pay anything? So I'll just show you here in the Korban Eidi, he says, "Afal pi she'im im b'shita'a b'davar mishnah, amayin masha asa asui. Haka mashma ta'a b'davar mishnah chozer." It's simply everything's unwound. "V'im b'shita'a v'dan otam b'shikul da'at, kugon." The example of shikul da'at is as follows. There's a machlotayim. V'lo itmar hilchata, and it wasn't clear, it didn't bring in the Gemara, who the halach is like, lo kamar v'lo kamar, v'sugi da alba kechad minehu, and there is sugis like one of them, v'azahil, and he thought, v'avi ki'idach, so sugis like one shita, one like another shita, okay, amayishale, and that's considered, if you like, a mistake, because since it was a mufur, sugi like one of the shita, it should have been like that shita, why should he pay? It's not clear, it's not let's call it a explicit error. I'm wondering what's even the case here. So Gemara now says, Rebba says, B'shem Rabbi Aval, B'she'amu lo harei at mekubel aleinu k'shlosha. We accept you like three, like to explain. Almanat on condition sheta dineinu din Torah, that you give us a din Torah, that something that's explicit mufurosh. You have to clarify. Meaning, we want you to only pask into something that's like black and white, it sounds like, but not something that's dependent on shikul dat. The ta'ain, you made a mistake. The done, and that was done b'shikul dat. So, masha asa soi, it works, still holds, because a din is a din because it was shikul dat. Shikul dat. However, yeshalem mi beito has to pay on his own account. Din Torah. Because he had the arrogance, if you like, to dan din Torah on his own. Because it says datanin, which says al tia dan din yichidi, one should not judge on his own. She'ein dan yichidi al echad, because the only person who judges on his own is ha'elachad, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amri of Pazi says no, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do that. Ein dan din yichidi, that the if you like the council or the heavenly entourage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu were on his right and left, and the understanding is Elamatim. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no doubt what the din is. He's quite clear. There's no lack of knowledge here that he needs other people. Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to take counsel with his based in, if you want to call it that, with those on the right and the left. So, the two, an individual shouldn't be doing that. So, since the person was bold enough, if you like, to take on a thing, no, I can do this to din yichidi, well, that's why he made a mistake with his shukul dat. He would have a knas, if you like, he has to pay. Okay, said. Well, thank you for me next year. No, chef. Have a good Shabbos.